Good evening, Newmarch Jewelers.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Steve available?
Let me check his office. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Tom with RDI Diamonds.
Okay, hold on a second.
Sure, thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Sir, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yes, my name's Tom, and I'm with RDI Diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. It's Tom with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
How have things been through your store lately?
They've been okay. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
They've been all right. Just, you know, doing whatever else is doing. Buying a bunch of gold.
Selling some big lab-grown diamonds.
Now remember, my scale is off by a couple points. Sorry, I gotta weigh something really quick.
Yeah.
Mike, I got 53 points here. Here, Mike. Let me write it down for you. 0.53. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you're still selling big lab-grown diamonds?
Yep, just like everybody else.
Yep, I hear you. Have there been any naturals in the works? Anybody...
I had one person ask me about an oval, natural. They were considering a 2-carat, but then I never heard from them again. Do we sell something? A couple months ago, I sold one natural. That was pretty good. But nobody's really asking to look. They're not even looking, but I'm selling designer mountings.
Yeah, you're making money on the mountings, I get it.
That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm making a little bit on the center stone, like, what, $600, $700, you know,
yeah.
But that's really a drop in the bucket, you know.
Yeah. Well, you guys are increasing your volume on the labs to make up the difference? Is that what you're
really
saying?
Well, you can increase it so much. I mean, when it costs $230 and I still sell it at $1,000, yeah, I increased my margin, but... What can I do?
Yeah.
You know? Because if I go too crazy and they just Google me once, I'm going to lose a customer forever. You know, if they Google price shot me even one time. So you can't, like, be like K Jewelers and stuff, still selling sell $5,000-$6,000 2-carats.
Yeah. Oh, I totally understand. I know it's...
Because it's going to come back and bite them. It'll be like EGL International all over again.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they? Jeez. Literally, you're getting FVS2s that are JSI2s.
Well, everybody was hiding behind the certification company thinking they had no liability.
Mm-hmm.
And then the liability came, and, well, they lost their business over it.
Right.
And then everybody else panicked and regraded all their stones to GIA.
Yeah.
Even if they were I3s.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people lost some money on those.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But so we're just, you know, holding our breath, waiting for the market to, or De Beers to really spend that money and find that next marketing solution to make fun of lab grounds and see if we can turn things around.
Yeah, I think we're getting close. I know.
It has to be close. The prices have stabilized, so I don't think they can go down any further.
And there's been a couple of large mines that have shut down, so hopefully that will, you know, ultimately slow the supply down a little bit on naturals, you know, and increase
the... Yeah, we can say slow the supply, but the supply is so bloated right now. I think they can shut all the mines down, and other than, what, 2 carat pluses, you know, VS plus, we have plenty of inventory to last us for years. And that's the sad truth.
You're saying with natural diamonds you think we have?
Yeah, with natural. There's so much inventory out there.
Yeah, but with the fancy shapes, I mean, they're not cut at the same clip of rounds, of course. I feel like there's
no.
You know, there's not a lot of nice makes out there. So if that slows down a little bit, you know, there's...
Well, yeah, I mean...
The value
now,
will still hold.
I mean,
geez, we're getting a ton of requests on those keys right now.
Nice makes.
Nice make, right.
Because people have gotten used to what lab is offering them as far as the clarity, the color, and the make. So that's going to be the hard sell when if it does shift back towards naturals, because you're going to have to find big stones to recut and repolish for a nice make, because people are going to have, they have an expectation of a look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're little kids, man, we'll eat any birthday cake. But now that we're adults and we see what nice birthday cakes look like, we don't want to eat the weird cup that you made at home, right? We want, like, at least the Costco cake.
The funfetti isn't so enticing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have now everybody's going to have standards because they're used to seeing something as a new standard.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no more going to be sneaking stares and pours off in front of people's faces all because it's VS. Or the cushion that's 6 deep and 5 wide.
Well, cushions have never been pretty, Steve. Let's be honest about that.
No. That's true. But I've seen some ice cream cones out there, yeah.
Yeah, they definitely exist.
All right. Well, you know, all I can say is thanks for the call. You know, with natural, I don't have any calls or anything. I don't have anything working.
All right. Do you guys ever do any big, like, estate sales at all?
I mean, I have, like, a little estate case, but that's all I do with that. But, you know, even that's been crazy because it's like, you know, you go to auctions and stuff. I bought stuff at, like, you know, 10% above melt or whatever, and then gold quadrupled, and now it's like... I think I'm going to scrap most.
You're
of
better
them.
Off scrapping. Yeah.
Yeah, and I already did, and I did, because then people are started interested in it when gold came back, and they're like, oh, well, how much is this brooch? You're not going to like the price.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
it's
right.
10 grams of 18 karat white.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, at least people see the value in, you know, in gold. So
I mean, that's been
plenty
helpful.
Of stores that are still, you know, still selling even at, you know, at the higher prices.
Yeah, I've sold some stuff at a higher prices, even though it's gold, because at least, you know, with them seeing where it was at, almost hitting 6 at one point, now then it was 4, it's up a little bit now, people, they're spending it, as long as I'm not shy about saying the gram. Before it was like, people were, well, we were shy at $60 a gram. Oh, it's $65 a gram. Now I'm like, $200. What do you want to do? No. People were like, I'll take 15 grams and a rope. I'm like, God, crazy. Where were you 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's all about the value of it. People
Perception's everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well,
all right. Well, yeah, keep me in mind if you have anything that might come up and you need a big natural diamond.
Okay. Got it. I'm sure when I need big naturals, you know, there's not a lot of people that are going to be holding. Everybody's trying to have their stuff out there working or sitting long-term memo in somebody's case.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, we just sold the 10-carat, one of my coworkers, to a customer, 10-carat GVS2 oval for $450,000 this week.
Sure. The South or the West Coast?
Out in Scottsdale. So, I mean, obviously money in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I knew it was out there somewhere. I was like, where either coast or, well, it's almost Arizona.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of retirement community out there. People have money.
Yeah,
well,
that,
Toledo's
that
a big town. No,
yeah.
You guys must have some money, Steve. There's people that do well, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, there is. And, you know, people do well in Ohio. But we're not Texas.
You're more blue-collar, though, for the most part?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, there's some... It's okay. It's all what I'm saying. I mean, there are people that retire here or have second houses, you know, in Ohio because we're quiet, especially people from the entertainment industry. They just don't... Us Midwesterners, we're not as impressed. You know, so if we saw, like, you know, Dave Chappelle or Tyson or whoever came to visit, we're like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then we just keep going.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
They like that part. They can actually go to the grocery store.
Right, people aren't going
like
to bother.
That.
Yeah.
We're impressed by weird stuff, not normal people.
Hey, I'm in Rochester, New York. We're pretty much one and the same, Steve. Same deal. You know,
like,
everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, just like me. I'm not all that impressed
much
by a celebrity because he's on TV.
yeah, but like, you know, like here, like the world's largest rubber duck came to the casino. And people are like, oh, I'm going to go see that rubber duck. And I'm like, all right. I swear to God, I can't even make this stuff up.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, well, you know, these Jeeps and these little rubber ducks are like a crazy thing around
here. Yeah, it's the thing. Funny you mentioned that. My wife was asking me, what's the deal with that? I was like, I guess it's a friendship thing, right? It's being
well,
nice
here. Jeeps are made
here
in Toledo, so yeah. And yeah, people will give you a just because you have a you can exchange ducks, or they'll give you one if you get on a new Jeep and you don't have one. People will leave them in your car when they see them parked.
Right, that's what they do. Yeah, I have a neighbor of mine that lives right across the street. She has a Jeep, and, I mean, front windshield loaded with ducks.
Yep, exactly. It's hilarious.
I guess I feel obligated to leave her a duck.
Yeah, well, we just had Jeep Fest here in Toledo last weekend.
Oh, did
so
you?
All over the country, travel. Plus, here, old Army Jeeps, new Jeeps, any Jeep, it doesn't matter. They all came to downtown, and they shut down multiple streets. And there was even like a junkyard car where people could take their regular street-legal Jeep and roll over this car like it was a monster truck.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, all sorts of weird stuff.
Are you near? Are you near what? What is it? Twinsburg, Ohio?
My
in-laws' cousins—they're twins. I guess basically they have a twin fest every year, annually, where all different sets of twins go for this big festival.
Ah, yeah, I've
which
heard
is
of
pretty
that.
Yeah, pretty wild. I didn't know
yeah,
where it was
Cleveland.
In Ohio. Oh, is it Cleveland area? Okay.
Yeah, we're Toledo, but the Jeep factory is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's always like different factories. If the Twin Fest is cool, you should search the Redhead Festival.
Oh yeah.
United States, but it's an annual gathering every year, and it's like all redheads.
Ginger power, huh?
The pictures about it are insane because it's just a sea of like orange and red, like a bunch of Ronald McDonald's got together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I saw that on my Facebook one year, so I Googled it, and I was, just to look at the pictures of this festival, and I was like, oh, my God. They've stolen so many souls.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've got some weird folks in this country, Steve.
Yeah, we do. Anything can be fun if you get other people to agree with you.
That's right. Strength in numbers.
That's right. All right. Well, have a good evening. Thanks for the call.
All right. Yep, you too. Bye.
Yeah, bye.